Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. The beat of my heart. Experience God is unconditional and unsurpassed love. God is always a lover greater than we dared hope for. God is the lover who receives and forgives everything. When we go into the presence, we find someone who is definitely for us. Someone is for me more than I am for myself. We find it difficult to trust that such a love exists. I hope everyone has felt such intimacy alone with God. I promise it is available to all. Prayer is being loved at a deep, sweet level. You have made me so rich, O God. Please let me share out your beauty with open hands. At night, too, when I lie in my bed and rest in you, O God, tears of gratitude run down my face, and that is my prayer. All my creative powers are translated into inner dialogues with you. The beat of my heart has grown deeper, more active, and yet more peaceful, and it is as if I were all the time storing up inner riches. Experience Christ in the faces of people. Christ is everywhere. Realization of our oneness in Christ is the only cure for human loneliness. It is the ultimate meaning of life. Who is this Christ that we see permeating and radiating from all our fellow humans? Christ is clearly not only Jesus of Nazareth, but something much more immense, even cosmic, in significance. This vision, once encountered, has the power to radically alter what we believe, how we see others and relate to them. A cosmic notion of the Christ competes with and excludes no one, but includes everyone and everything. The Creator's love and presence are grounded in the created world. And any mental distinction between natural and supernatural falls apart. When I know that the world around me is both the hiding place and the revelation place of God, I can no longer maintain a significant distinction between the natural and the supernatural, between the holy and the profane. This divine presence seeks connection and communion. What a difference this makes in the way we walk through the world and how we encounter every person in the course of a day. Everything seen as one whole movement, still enchanted and made use of by God's love. Rest in this knowing. A family of families. Come to community fully functioning. Bring yourself, all that you are, all that you have, all that you hope to become. Bring your whole history, your traditions, your experience, your culture, your song and dance and gesture and movement and teaching and preaching and healing and responsibility as a gift. Bring a spirituality that is contemplative and biblical and holistic. Bring a faith that is embodied, incarnate praise. A spirituality that is communal, that tries to walk and talk and work and pray and play together. A faith that attempts to be spirit-filled. We are called to walk together in a new way toward that land of promise and to celebrate who we are and whose we are. Walk together. Don't let nobody separate you. Church is a family. It's a family of families, and the family has got to stay together. We shall overcome. Overcome the poverty, overcome the loneliness, overcome the alienation, and build together a holy city, a new Jerusalem, a beloved community set apart where they will know God because we love one another. True silence is the speech of lovers. True silence is a key to the immense and flaming heart of God. It is the beginning of a divine courtship that will end only in the immense, creative, fruitful, loving silence of final union with the beloved. Yes, such silence is holy, a prayer beyond all prayers. True silence leads to the final prayer of the constant presence of God, to the heights of contemplation, when the soul, finally at peace, lives by the will of God, whom she loves totally, utterly, and completely. Silent prayer is an experiential gift for everyone who desires greater intimacy with God. Prayerful silence can and should be everybody's silence. It belongs to everyone who loves, to everyone who has heard in their hearts the echoes of God's voice, to everyone whose soul has arisen in search of truth, in search of God. Deserts, silent solitudes are not necessarily places, but states of mind and heart. These deserts can be found in the midst of the city and in the everyday of our lives. We need only to look for them and realize our tremendous needs for them. Experience God's presence and deep love in silence. Rest in this knowing. Enough. May we be inspired by our abiding and mystical experience of God's love and justice. Understand how important it is to have spaces of refuge in the midst of struggle, spaces of joy and laughter, good food and kind words. This kind of compassionate care is a transformative force in itself. We are all better when we are loved. There is no scarcity, there is no shortage, no lack of love, of compassion, of joy in the world. There is enough. There is more than enough. Only fear and greed make us think otherwise. No one need starve. There is enough land and enough food. No one need die of thirst. There is enough water. No one need live without mercy. There is no end to grace, and we are all instruments of grace. The more we give it, the more we share it, the more we use it, the more God makes. There is no scarcity of love. There is plenty, and always more. We are all better when we are loved. Put love into concrete action while drawing on divine love as our source. Love won't be real or tested unless we somehow live close to the disadvantaged, who frankly teach us that we know very little about love. What else do we all want, each one of us, except to love and be loved in our families, in our work, in all our relationships? We want with all our hearts to be love, to be loved. It is when we love the most intensely and most humanly that we can recognize how tepid our love is for others. The keenness and intensity of love brings with it suffering, of course, but joy too, because it is a foretaste of heaven. When you love people, you see all the good in them, all the Christ in them. There can never be enough of it. Where there is no love, put love and you will take out love. Love and ever more love is the only solution to every problem that comes up. If we love enough, we are going to light that fire in the hearts of others. And it is love that will burn out the sins and hatreds that sadden us. It is love that will make us want to do great things for each other. No sacrifice and no suffering will then seem too much. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening. I live.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.